When you listen to this recording, it's important that you fully engage your imagination. Therefore, it's essential that you never listen to this recording while driving or doing anything else that requires your full attention.
Hello and welcome. This recording is made specifically to help you every time you're working with clients to get yourself into the perfect zone, the perfect state of mind, the perfect state of body, just feeling absolutely on top of your game, clear, confident, relaxed, the optimum state for helping other people to achieve amazing outcomes and to feel absolutely wonderful within yourself about that opportunity. It's just like if you were an actor or a professional performer of some kind, you would have warm-up exercises, you'd have a system for finding a quiet place, running through warm-up exercises, a warm-up routine to get you into your optimum state. And that's exactly what we're doing here. Because every time you work with clients, and I don't know if you're working with people one-on-one or in a group workshop training environment, or what you're doing, it doesn't matter. I know that sometimes we can find ourselves very energetic and excited, but other times you might not feel quite so controlled, you might not feel quite so natural or clear about what you're doing. Sometimes you may even feel a little bit anxious or a little bit nervous or uncentered, unclear about what you're doing today. But listening through to this recording is going to help you to overcome all of that and to make sure that you always achieve that optimum state, that perfect way of feeling and being that allows you to work at your best, to achieve your best results, and very importantly, to truly enjoy yourself, to truly enjoy yourself and feel that you're in the zone. And the first thing to start with is relaxing your body, actually allowing your body to slow down, your breathing to slow down. You might want to take a few nice deep breaths now. As you do, you're just breathing out any of those negative feelings, breathing away any of the worries, the fears, the concerns. Even if it's just day-to-day stresses, day-to-day anxieties or worries, just breathe them away. Actually imagine them leaving you. Okay, this is again what an actor would do in preparation for a performance. Just breathe away the tension. These nice deep breaths can help you to relax even now, even the early stages of relaxation. And as you breathe out all the worries and concerns and stresses of the day, at the same time what you're doing now is you're breathing in a much nicer feeling, breathing in all the energy, the joy, pleasure of just starting to relax, just starting to clear your thoughts, to allow your body to slow down, to become more comfortable. And everything in your mind can begin to become a little bit more peaceful, a little bit more quiet. Okay, and it doesn't matter if this takes a while, it doesn't matter how long it takes, you can take all the time you need to relax. Take all the time you need, and you understand that you're going to relax in your own way. Everybody relaxes differently. Okay, for some people, they'll start to notice their body becoming very heavy or very warm, and you might notice your body becoming heavy and warm. Or maybe it's a feeling of lightness, of floating, drifting. Maybe you become more aware of your breathing. It starts to slow down. Your breathing starts to slow down all by itself without you having to do anything at all. Your body starts to find its own rhythm, its own natural rhythm of relaxation. Maybe in order to relax, you find first of all that your mind starts wandering onto lots of different ideas, different thoughts and feelings. come into your mind. It's such a unique thing to relax, that you really do all of this in your own way. And understanding that you have a way of relaxing and becoming very centered, becoming very focused, understanding that you have a natural way of doing that, which is just uniquely yours, is going to really help you. So just continue to breathe deeply and easily, and continue to enjoy whatever feelings that brings for you. All kinds of things will change. You will notice subtle changes. And that's fine. It's fine to relax in any way that feels nice and comfortable to you. As your body slows down, as your mind slows down, everything becomes easier. And what I really want you to focus on is the idea of a perfect day. Imagine what is going to be for you a perfect day today. Working with clients, what's going to be the perfect outcomes? And really think about your clients. Imagine what it's going to be like from your client's perspective. Again, I don't know if that's a group of people or somebody that you're talking to on the phone or someone that you're meeting face to face. But you know who you're going to be working with. Now, on the one hand, you can visualize or imagine the perfect outcome for your day. But what you can also do is you can start to visualize or imagine the perfect outcome for your clients. Okay, see your client, the people you're going to work with. See those people or see the individuals at the end of the day, looking happier, looking more confident. And ask yourself, what is it that you need to achieve with them in order for them to say that they've had the perfect day, that they've had a real breakthrough, that today has been a success, and that they're feeling more confident, more happy, or whatever it is that they really want in their life. Actually, picture the goal, picture the perfect outcome from your client's perspective. And when you imagine seeing your client looking very happy, very successful, it's going to bring a really positive feeling into your mind, because you'll know that you've had a very successful day yourself. And your client's perfect outcome, your client's happiness, confidence, and excitement represents the perfect outcome for you too. And you can feel good about this, and you don't have to really understand exactly how it's going to work right now. You just need to be focused on those outcomes. Because when you focus on a perfect outcome and a perfect ending to the perfect day, you'll find that that helps you to relax and clear your mind right now, right in this moment. Okay, and you can listen to everything I'm saying and be very aware of that. Or, alternatively, you can be very aware of the silence between my words. You can just focus on the space between everything that I'm saying. That way you can just relax and be aware of your own breathing, or be aware of the quietness, the calmness inside of you. It really doesn't matter. When you start to center and to balance yourself and to get into this perfect zone where you will be able to perform at your best and feel at your happiest and most confident, the ideal situation is to just focus inside, to forget about what's going on in the outside world, to leave that behind for a few moments. You don't need to think about problems or worries, just let them drift away. Let your mind start to relax and focus inside, as if you were going deeper into your own imagination, your own world of wonder and opportunity. Imagine that you're going deeper inside now. Every breath you take allows you to relax more and more. every breath you take allows you to drift deeper. And everything starts to feel possible, everything starts to feel enjoyable, calming and relaxing. That's good, you're just taking control, just doing it your own way. Isn't it a great feeling to be in control, to truly relax and let go, and to be in control of everything that you imagine and think about, and again, those perfect outcomes that you can achieve and enjoy. Imagine right now that you could go to a very special place, a place where you can just be yourself, relax, feel confident, and just be yourself. Think about what that place is like. All the colours and the surroundings, the feelings within you and the feelings that surround you. Maybe there's some sounds, the sounds of nature or some other sounds, something rhythmic, something pleasant. Something that reminds you of a time long ago. Maybe even when you were a child, when everything was exciting and new. Every time that you imagine yourself as a child, full of wonder, full of fascination, everything becomes easier. Because you don't put up all of those barriers. A child's imagination and wonder knows no barriers. So when you look forward to having the perfect day, to being incredibly confident and successful, you can be filled with fascination and be aware that there's no barriers, there's nothing in your way. Any of those barriers that you were thinking of before, any of those obstacles or problems, just become like an illusion that doesn't mean anything anymore. Just make that place perfect. Think about a place where you can go in your imagination. That's just perfect. It feels safe, comfortable, secure. It feels like a place where you can really clear your mind and become very aware of the quietness, the peace, the calm within you. Where you can make the changes that you need to make that will make you feel more relaxed, make you feel more confident and successful. And when you start to feel a lot more relaxed and you notice your body, your mind feeling very, very comfortable, quiet and peaceful deep inside, what I'd like you to imagine next is, in front of you, an incredible pathway. A pathway that you just know is going to lead somewhere very exciting. When you walk along this pathway, in your own time, when you're ready, when you start to walk along this pathway, or move along, moving forwards, what happens is you start to become much more in touch with yourself. You feel stronger, you feel more powerful, because this pathway leads to the real you. This is a journey that takes you to yourself. You start to feel more like the real you, free to be yourself. When you work with other people and you're helping other people to make changes, to be successful, to feel better, you're doing it in a way where you can truly be yourself. This pathway is about freedom. Freedom to truly be yourself at your strongest, at your clearest, at your most effective. So that whenever you're working with somebody, you can be yourself. You can feel free to be yourself, to enjoy being you and comfortable with who you are and what you bring to the table and the way that you do things. And your own unique way of helping others to make that journey themselves. And you can walk along that pathway, and I don't know what it looks like, or where you are, or what it feels like and what the surroundings are, but I know that when you're moving along that pathway, you feel amazing. you feel like this is exactly where you are supposed to be. And anything in your way becomes very easy to overcome, to move past. Things that used to seem like big obstacles suddenly just fall out of the way. Or like I said, they just look like an illusion. You'll always find a way past. And you don't have to rush, you don't have to run. You can take your time. In fact, if you want to take a rest, imagine your eyes closing again and going even more deeply relaxed. That's entirely possible, and you can do that right now. And that pathway is leading you to feeling stronger and stronger all the time. And I want to talk to you about something right now. I want you to think about this. You don't have to focus all of your conscious, logical thought onto this idea, but I would like you to use your imagination. Just let your imagination play with this idea, like a child would play with a new game, or a new piece of information, or a new discovery. I want you to let your imagination play around with the idea of calibration. Okay, calibrating everything to suit you so that you do things your own way and you experience the world in the way that's best for you. And you can help other people with this too, of course you can. All of these lessons, all of these understandings that go deep into your imagination are there for you to improve things for yourself and to feel wonderful, but also to help other people in the same way with the same ideas. Now your imagination is going to play around with the idea of calibration, of setting things up perfectly for you. And let me explain to you exactly what I mean. A lot of people act as if everybody's the same, as if everybody experiences the world the same way. And of course they absolutely don't. Everybody has their own subjective, individual experience of how the world works. There's this thing, okay, it's an experience that some people have, and it's called synesthesia. Synesthesia is when the different senses get mixed up, different sensory experiences become tangled together, and some people, when they look at a particular colour, they also hear a sound in their mind. Or when they hear a sound in reality, it creates a particular colour in their mind, in their imagination. Some very famous artists in history have experienced synesthesia. But here's the thing. When those people experience that phenomena, they don't all experience it in the same way. Some people might see the colour red and hear a particular sound in their mind. Other people will see the colour red and hear a completely different sound in their mind. So to calibrate the experience, you have to do it for the individual, because there's no rule, there's no set universal formula. And it's the same with all of us. So think about this. Some people may think about the colour yellow and imagine happiness and exhilaration. Other people might imagine the colour yellow and feel very calm and very relaxed. You are so special and so different and so unique, and you will experience everything according to your way of experiencing the world. So this is what I want you to think about now. In a very calm and a very relaxed way. Like I said before, let your imagination play with these ideas, not your logical mind. Leave your logical mind behind, relaxing, listening to music, thinking about nothing. Let your imagination take over and think about this. What's the colour that you find the most relaxing? What colour is the most calming, peaceful, colour for you? And imagine that colour all around you right now. Imagine being surrounded by a gas or a liquid or an energy which is the colour of relaxation. And that will allow you to relax even more. You can feel how wonderful it is to breathe in that colour, to let that colour absorb into every part of you, every muscle, every fibre of your body and your mind. Imagine that colour moving. You're breathing it in, it becomes part of you. And as that happens, you relax so deeply. Right now, find yourself relaxing so deeply, and you can be amazed and very, very happy at how easy it is for you to do that. And the next thing I want you to think about is the colour of confidence, of feeling confident. Whatever that colour is, or however you imagine confidence, just let it wash over you, become part of you. Again, breathe in the feeling of confidence. And then think about any feelings of tension or worry or doubt that you experience within you. And think about what colour that is or what it looks like, what it feels like. And then take those feelings or those colours, the experience of tension, stress, worry, doubt, and just let it all flow away. Every time you breathe out those negative feelings, let them go. Let them go because you don't need them anymore. If you ever find yourself worrying about what you're going to do with a client or worrying about whether you'll be successful or what's going to happen, just let those feelings go. Imagine them like a colour or a shape and just let them go. And any other feelings that you want to experience, any other sensations or resources that you need within you, just think of a colour, a shape, and breathe them in. Let them grow within you. So what's actually happening is this. You're breathing in all the good feelings, letting them grow, letting them centre and expand within you. And at the same time, every time you breathe out, you're breathing away any negativity. You're breathing away any negative energy or doubts. So that very naturally, what you're going to find very soon is that your confidence is growing, your energy, your strength is growing. And as you move along that pathway into the future, you're becoming a more confident person. You're really enjoying being yourself, doing things your own way, and experiencing the freedom to truly be yourself at your best. And you can experience that right now in the moment. And the next thing I want you to think about, still around the idea of calibration and uniqueness and experiencing and sensing the world in your unique way, is this. I've got friends and colleagues, people I know, who work in areas such as flower remedies and aromatherapy. I know people who are experts in knowing which flowers and which flower essences will achieve certain things for you in your life. I also, as I said, I know people who know which aromas, which scents, when you smell these things, will make you feel a certain way. For instance, someone told me that if you experience the taste and the smells of citrus and, you know, lemon, that you'll feel quite energetic, quite uplifted. But again, with all of these things, I know that you can experience them according to the effect and the changes that they create for you. So imagine this. Imagine now that you're in a beautiful garden, a really beautiful garden, and maybe it's sunny, or maybe it's peaceful and calm, Maybe it's a big, enormous garden, or maybe it's quite small. But think about the surroundings. Think about walking around, finding a comfortable place, and just allowing the beauty that surrounds you to inspire you in many, many ways. And think about different flowers that you see in that garden, the different kinds of flowers and the different colours, and think about what they mean to you. Let's say, for instance, you found a really nice rose and it was a red rose. Well, think about what a red rose means to you. Maybe it fills you with feelings of passion and energy, or maybe feelings of love, or feelings of confidence or happiness. It's totally unique. Think about what that red rose means to you, and if you had it with you anytime you needed it in the future, in your mind, how would it make you feel? Think about what flowers or herbs or plants bring to you a feeling of confidence, and imagine gathering them right now, keeping them with you, somewhere where you can have them when you need them, somewhere that makes you feel strong. Think about the aromas in that garden, the smells, the scent all around you, from the different flowers and plants and trees. And think about which scent, which aroma comes into your senses and makes you feel exhilarated, or makes you feel very relaxed, very calm. And think about all of those things. It's so powerful for you to think about all of those things, because you can think about how it makes you feel, and in the future, in the outside world of day-to-day living, when you need to feel that way, you can bring into your mind that smell, that colour, that fragrance, or the unique properties of that particular thing to help you. And you can do all of this without ever being aware that you're doing it. That's the beauty of it. You could be working with a client or with a group of clients, and you might think to yourself, I'm feeling a bit tired, I need more energy. And you'll bring into your mind a certain colour or a certain smell, a certain taste or a certain idea. And you won't know you're doing it. It happens automatically. And you'll get better and better at this all the time with practice. So you'll bring that idea or that sensation into your mind, and you'll feel more energetic, you'll feel more confident, and always focused on giving your client that incredible outcome that they desire and that they wish for. Helping people to achieve their dreams, helping people to make changes that make their lives so much better. This is what you can do, and it's so important, so powerful, and it's a gift, and it's something that you can do more and more of. When you're working with your client, you'll understand that the more you help them, the more they're going to want to see you, the more sessions, the more meetings, the longer the relationship that you'll have with them, because you're adding value. Your confidence, your positive feelings will become infectious. They'll feel so happy, so proud, so privileged to be working with you that they'll want to see you more and more. And you understand these things. All of this information is going deep into your thoughts, your thought processes, your beliefs, so that it can help you more and more. And every time you work with a client, your confidence is growing. Every time you work with a client, you're enjoying yourself more. You're finding your own unique way of calibrating what you do and the results that you achieve. And you're learning to really enjoy it. In fact, the enjoyment comes first. The confidence comes first. And that's followed by really, really powerful results. You'll find that you take that confidence into everything you do. So soon you will be getting more and more clients approaching you, more and more inquiries, more and more referrals, and all of this will happen just like magic. But it's not really magic, it's something that you're creating. Just by relaxing this way, just by clearing your mind, achieving clarity and focus. And whenever you're working with a client and you're feeling nervous or worried about anything, you can just let that feeling leave you. Take it somewhere else. You can even step outside of yourself in order to see the world in a different way. To achieve a lot more clarity and a lot more understanding. And if all of this doesn't make sense right now, don't worry, because soon it will, because you're becoming more confident with every day that passes. In fact, you're becoming more confident and more clear with every moment that passes. And if you ever feel confused or not sure what's happening or what to do next, you don't need to worry, because you know that as you step outside of your comfort zone slightly, you're changing things. You're changing things for the better. And when you encourage your clients to step outside of their comfort zone slightly, they'll feel confused, they'll feel a little bit disorientated at first, but soon everything changes. And like I say, if it doesn't all make sense right now, it doesn't matter, because it soon will. And the changes will be so wonderful, so positive and powerful, and they will last forever. And just take all the time you need now, just letting all of these good feelings of confidence and relaxation wash over you, so you can take all those feelings into the outside world, into your day, your perfect day, and you can be curious and surprised at just what happens and the outcomes that you enjoy. So at the end of the day, when you're falling asleep, just before you fall asleep, you'll be able to look back and smile and feel delighted with everything you're achieving and everything that's changing and happening for you. And you just enjoy the feelings of calm, confidence, relaxation. And you enjoy those feelings right now. And you just take all the time you need, knowing that deep down in you, there are changes happening even now. And just enjoy those changes, enjoy the possibilities, enjoy the relaxation and the energy that that gives you. So that when you're ready, you can just open your eyes, be completely awake again, very refreshed, very alert, and knowing that everything is going to be positive and enjoyable, and you can feel refreshed and positive about everything.